Joe Fisher's not here to cause any trouble. He's here to talk about Vanderbilt football, baseball, basketball, whatever we want to get into this morning. Joe, good morning.
Yep, pick a sport and let's go. We can hit them all today.
Joe, I went to Predators practice yesterday.
This is
how interesting everything is. Just how certain things resonate with certain people. And all the coaches wanted to talk about, even the players, was David Price.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting that, you know, Tim Corbin is a big Predators fan, by the way, and a lot of the Predators have kept up with Vanderbilt baseball and gotten very close to the program, to the point where they even have been known to check on our games in the intermissions of their games. So it's I'm not surprised to hear that. That's a pretty close group.
I went over and took part in the conference call with David Price yesterday in Coach Corbin's office, and I heard something that I didn't remember hearing before about when David was trying to make his decision on whether to play college ball at Vanderbilt or to go straight to the pros from high school, that a conversation he had with Tommy Lasorda kind of swayed him in the direction of playing college ball.
You know, there are two or three interesting stories there in David's background, and that's one of them, that Tommy Lasorda had a big impact on his decision to go ahead and take the college route instead of, you know, taking the money early and going to the pros. You know, another one is that at one point David, you know, contemplated quitting baseball altogether, you know, quitting Vanderbilt and leaving. And
I think he'd be like the long shake guy at McDonald's by now.
Yep, yeah, he would have worked his way off up to probably the front counter.
Yeah.
But it was I thought that Tim Corbin's comment was interesting. Well, he may still work for McDonald's, but there's going to be a cost involved now. So it's all certainly worked out to be quite a story, and you know, Vanderbilt fans certainly could take a lot of pride in it, but it's really a story anybody can, you know, to see somebody, you know, achieve that kind of success on that kind of stage, and that opportunity is just, that's a really special thing.
I'm sorry, Mark.
Well, I was going to say, they were going to, well, go ahead, because I'm sure you have a baseball question.
Actually, I was going to ask about football now.
Okay, that's great, because, Joe, they're going to play up the academic side of this Vandy Duke, game this weekend. Wish they could play more in basketball, but still, you know, these are two teams that, you know, two of the better coaching jobs in the country this year.
They sure are, and you know, you can throw Northwestern into that mix too with those kind of teams. Georgia Tech falls in there too with teams that have the higher academic standards that are actually having very good seasons. And so, yeah, that will be a talk. I know Bobby was kind of kidding around about the guys knowing math at Vanderbilt, you know, and being able to know that, yes, this would be a sixth win, and, yes, we do have, you know, that five games left. And so they keep up with those kind of things. So it's going to be an interesting week of build-up. And I'm sure that at some point Bobby will at least have to address with the group, you know, that keep focused on the task at hand, not think of the big picture, not think of, oh, if we get this one, then we can get to 7 or 8 or 9. It's, you know, you've got to get this one, and don't worry about the other things that go with it. And there are enough veterans on this team that have been down this road before that I don't think that'll be a problem.
You know, we talk a lot about the offense and defense, but Brett Upson's been such a weapon and a valuable player on the special teams end of things. One player of the week for special teams again for his punting work at Georgia.
I don't think there's probably a better unit in the country at that, you know, punt inside the 10-yard line than Vanderbilt has become. Boy, they really just have it down to a science, and Brett has become so proficient at it, and it does it any one of two or three different ways. It's not just drop back and kick it as high as you can. Sometimes he kicks it toward the corner. Sometimes it's that little rugby punt where he sprints out right and then kicks it downfield. But he's gotten more distance. We've seen over the last two or three weeks now punts of 55, 56, 57 yards. Out of Brett, and they've come at key times, so he has really become quite a weapon.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, and we do have hockey, by the way, but it's club hockey. It's not the, you know.
All right, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.